Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from GuiltyDance4440 from the Off My Chest subreddit and says, "My dad stole my college scholarship money and threatened to end himself because I was angry. I said, go ahead. For context, I am currently a college freshman. I am on a full ride to my university. Every semester, I get a check sent to my house to pay off my housing costs, which is about 9K. My unemployed father got evicted from my old address because he wasn't paying rent. So my family started living in the hotel. I was questioning how they were paying for the hotel, considering it was $150 a night. Turns out, my father used my college check to cash out and pay for the hotel for 2 months. I begged him to pay off my college housing costs for 2 months straight. He lied to me, telling me it was attached to some funds, which were hard to get out. Very confusing, but keep in mind, I have absolutely zero financial literacy, and my father never went into depth. I brushed it off, hoping that everything would work for the best. My college housing gave my father a deadline to pay off housing costs, November 1st. I was stressed for 2 months, unable to eat well, sleep, socialize, etc. If my dad doesn't pay it off, I may or may not have to drop out. When the deadline hit, I called my dad and asked him why he hadn't paid off my housing costs. He finally revealed that he used the check on the hotel we were living in. I was furious and I started interrogating him like a prosecutor. He blamed the family for being responsible for using my college money, not himself, and also blamed me. He lent me allowance money for 2 months, telling me that it was from my relatives when it was actually from my 9K housing check. I asked him why he would do this and he said he didn't want to stress me out. I cried, telling him I worked way too hard in high school for me to drop out. I said that he owed me an apology 3 times over the phone. But he refused because he thought he had done nothing wrong since he was providing for the family. I asked him again and he said sorry in a mocking voice. I told him that he was full of shit and he started saying that he wants to put a gun to his head and end himself and it will be all on me. This is not the first time he has done that. I told him to do it and I hung up. My mum called me and I informed her about the situation. She told me to apologize to my dad and I told her, as psychotic as I may sound, I have no remorse, especially after what he did. My mum threatened to disown me, but I somehow mended things with them for 3 weeks. It is currently Thanksgiving break and my father still didn't pay off my check. He said that he would get money Saturday to pay it off. My mum told me again to apologize to him after he paid my housing costs, and I said I would avoid conflict. But I think I'm way too stubborn to apologize, especially because I genuinely think I have nothing to be sorry for. My dad never fully apologized and made a joke out of me to the family. So, there were some questions to the OP. Depressed Wizard says, whose name was on the check? Sounds like fraud to me if your name is on that check. OP says, I'm honestly not sure because I never physically saw the check. All I know was that it was mailed to my old address and my neighbor gave the check to my father, who proceeded to cash it out. Character Seaweed 99 says, your father stole your mail and somehow cashed the check. That sounds like a federal crime to me. Get an appointment with a student accounts at your university and explain what happened. Your school may have emergency bursaries or loans that will help out. Either way, ask them to send your mail somewhere safer. Can you get a post office box affordably or ask them to hold a check for you to pick it up? Open an account on your own. with neither parent as co-account holder. I'm sorry this is happening to you. Opie says, I would love to, but there is also a huge part that I left out regarding the situation. My mother is an illegal immigrant, and if my dad goes to jail or gets charged, then she would have to go back to her country. I did threaten my dad with this, but my mother said that she would flat out disown me if I did. I also have little siblings too, so I would not like for them to have to take the fall for this. I think I will contact the school and ask them to put the mail somewhere safer. Probably my dorm address. Berner Suplex says, is your dad unemployed because he can't find a job, or because he doesn't feel like working? Either way, stealing educational funds from his child isn't providing for the family. Definitely talk to someone with the school and change where that check is sent. It is on your parents to provide for their family, not on you, and definitely not on the school. Opie says he's been unemployed for over 25 years, and it's basically because he doesn't want to work. He's been leeching money from other people all my life. Mazu says, if your dad is legal but your mum is an illegal immigrant, then they must not be married. Usually the act of him marrying her would make her a citizen by marriage. So, did they never get married? If he wants to avoid her getting deported, he should marry her. That's on them, not you. Sounds like your dad abuses everyone he is with. Opie says they never got married for some reason. I think it's his way to keep her wrapped around his finger. Giesel says, take the advice here. Talk to the school, do not wait on that. Collect all the evidence you can and hand it over. Whatever the fallout is all on him. It's his job as a parent to care for his children and give them the space and ability to become functional adults and meet their dreams. He failed when he stole from a university and your future for his ego and comfort. When they try to make you out to be the evil one for ruining your father and the family, just calmly say you're putting dear old dad's lessons in motion and taking care of yourself. But as you're a decent human, you're not doing it illegally. You'll be completely justified in going no contact once you're secure back at school and they no longer have access to your funds. And someone suggested, you know, talking to extended family about this as well. OP said, funny thing is, I did reach out to my extended family behind my dad's back. They flat out refused to help me because my dad is such a piece of shit to them and they don't want anything to do with his family. Which I just find awful at the same time. You know, they find that the dad is a piece of shit. So someone coming from his family saying, look, I really need help with what he's done to me, and then them turning their back on you at the same time is just absolutely awful. But I could only suggest taking the advice that we've already seen here and talking to the school about it. You need some strong advice from them on this to firstly get the funds to you directly and how to move forward with this at the same time. You know, a lot of people suggesting, you know, cutting this family off as soon as you can, which I'm sure is going to happen at some point down the line. The way that trying to manipulate OP as well is absolutely awful. And of course, I feel extremely sorry and sad for the siblings at the same time. OP mentioned that they have little siblings, and I imagine they're going to be feeling guilt about that. But you truly need some kind of support around you with this as well, especially with the manipulation that's going on. But around 2.5 months later, OP comes in with an update and says, first and foremost, immediately after this happened, I managed to get a separate debit card without my parents knowing. I don't have a job now, but I'm looking to get one later on in the semester. I didn't go to the financial aid center because my dad somehow managed to pay me back. I'm going under the assumption that it's through my grandmother's social security checks. Last December, after weeks of calling my father to make up for my scholarship money and pay me back, he finally sent me a check for $9,000. The check came in my dorm mail around midnight. I was asleep by then and my dad was spam calling my phone to tell me it was in the mail. I didn't call him back until 1 in the afternoon because I had an exam that day. He started cursing at me, telling me how he couldn't sleep all night because I didn't answer my phone. I talked back and said, the stress you put me through for 3 months by lying about my scholarship check is nothing compared to the stress you went through for a day. He started insulting me in every way possible, telling me that I was spoiled. I swore back saying, are you fucking serious? And he hung up. Moments later, my dad made my mum call me because he didn't want to argue with me. She screamed at me saying that I should always have respect for him as a father and that I should apologize for swearing. I said that yes, I did swear at him, but he did too, calling me a bunch of slurs and whatnot. She also accused me of purposely ignoring them when I made it clear several times that I was asleep and I had an exam at 9 in the morning, hence not calling them at midnight. I told her that we shouldn't even have this talk because he was clearly in the wrong in this entire situation, and every other kid would have gone to the financial aid center and my dad would have gotten in trouble. My mum misunderstood me for saying that I was going to report my dad. She had a mental breakdown and hung up. Moments later, my dad called me and told me to go ahead and report him because I would be going to jail instead of him, because he sent me some of the money from the check, which is bullshit. I called him out on his bullshit and he said that he was permanently severing ties so I could learn my lesson. I didn't call them for a week until I realized that I didn't have a place to stay for winter break. My dorm closed. I swallowed my pride and called them back to apologize. They said they'll accept me back to the family. This honestly still keeps me up at night, but I literally didn't have a choice but to stay with them over the break. Over break, they've noticed that I'm way more cold and distant towards them, and they still wonder why. Luckily, I got the 9K check from my university to pay for this semester's housing fees. The best thing that came out of this is that I ended up reconnecting with my estranged sister, female 25. Long story short, my father financially abused my sister for years, maxing out her credit cards and leaving her 20K in debt. They cut all ties a year ago after my sister started dating the guy they didn't approve of. When I was on good terms with them, they painted her as the bad guy, telling me that she betrayed them by choosing her boyfriend over the entire family. I also didn't know that my dad financially abused her. Turns out she was in the same situation I was in and ended up dropping out because my dad didn't let her take out a student loan. I talked to my sister and she said that she was honestly glad that she severed ties with them because she's finally financially independent, even if she's not financially stable. We're closer than ever and I probably consider her as a shoulder to lean on. Mentally, I'm really not doing well. I'm generally stoic, but this has taken a hard emotional toll on me because my family was my world. Before college, I always knew my father was insane, but my mother was my ride or die. I told her everything. I helped her through her marital problems. She told me everything. And the fact that she chose my abusive, unemployed father, the man that she has always talked about wanting to divorce, over her daughter is heartbreaking. She still expects me to be her armchair therapist, and she told me she wants me to act like how I did before. I told her over break that no matter what she does, she will never mend back the trust I had for her then. And my father, despite his flaws, I never expected him to use my check. He put such a huge emphasis on education and told me he wanted me to have the life he never had. And also knowing he would sacrifice my education just so he could live in a fancy $150 hotel is very disheartening. Recently, I've been very isolated. I still talk to a few people. My grades are falling and I haven't been eating or sleeping well. Maybe this situation should be a wake-up call for me, but I've come to the point where I'm completely apathetic about everything. I refrain from drugs thankfully, but even so, I feel like my life is on autopilot.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
couple of comments on that one says, all afternoon says, lock your credit, get a PO box, make sure you have your legal documents. Opie says, if my dad gives me my legal documents. And the top comment on that says, the best thing you can do for yourself is to complete your education. Stay focused on school and strive to do your best. Make friends and maintain contact with your sister. Also seek out counseling at your school. It can help you deal with your family issues. Good luck. All of this is just so incredibly sad, and I hope that OP continues to talk to their sister, because clearly they've already gone through this, and get themselves out of that situation as soon as they can. There's so much that rubbed me the wrong way with that story and the mum when OP was saying that my mother was my ride or die and told her everything. It just sounds like she was using OP as a therapist, basically. Which you don't do with your children either. But at the same time, it sounds like she was willing to chuck OP under the bus whenever she could. Holy moly. What do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. I was really surprised by some of the comments below that one saying how often this kind of thing happens with like college scholarship money. That's scary. But let's move on to another story. And our next story does come with an update as well from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit from Garlic Throwaway, who says, am I the arsehole for controlling what my 23 female boyfriend, 24 male, eats? Throwaway because I don't want him to find this, but I'm honestly at my wit's end here. I, 23 female, have been dating my boyfriend Jake, 24 male, for 4 years. I'd say we're a happy couple overall, but lately this argument has come up that's divided us. He's always had unique tastes. Cereal with orange juice instead of milk. What? Mayo and butter sandwiches, not so bad, and raw onions have been the worst culprits. I've put up with these. We all have our quirks, right? Well, 2 weeks ago, he started eating garlic as his midnight snack. Raw cloves of garlic. I can't share a drink with him without it reeking of garlic somehow. And kissing him is like shoving a clove straight in your mouth. He swears he's only eating them because he didn't want them to go to waste and that he would stop once he finished the head of garlic. But just then, when I finally thought it was over, I caught him sneaking a second one into the kitchen last night when he thought I was asleep. I confronted him about his secret grocery trip this morning and he got really defensive and denied it. I'm trying not to be a nag here, but it's really wearing on me. The garlicky aura surrounding him makes me want to avoid him at all costs. But like, I don't want to do that because he's my boyfriend. Am I the asshole for giving him an ultimatum of no more eating garlic? Nah, this is not the asshole from me in this situation. I think, you know, if it's affecting you at the same time and you don't want to really be too close to him because he stinks of garlic and it's off-putting to you, then you know you should convey that to him. Obviously, in a way that's like, oh, you absolutely stink, but you know, just being nice about it and saying, you know, I can smell garlic on you all the time. I don't want to embarrass you or anything like that. If I was in boyfriend situation, I would want to know that. I wouldn't want to be pushing girlfriend away because I stink of garlic. And trust me, I love garlic myself. And, you know, OP's talking about raw cloves of garlic. And I was like, ooh, yeah, that's a bit strange. But then I remembered that I like pickled garlic, which is basically whole cloves in a pickle juice. And I absolutely love it. But if I eat garlic, like 1 to 2 days after, I can literally smell it coming out of my skin. And I know that sounds disgusting, but I can. But before we move on to a couple of comments, has anyone else got any like what would be considered weird eating habits? One of my favorites when I was younger, always used to be, which people found weird, was a chocolate spread and cheese sandwich. I can't remember how I discovered it one day, but it was absolutely amazing. I still stand by that today. But the Green Grace says, this is all very bizarre. Does he suspect you being a vampire? Vegetable business is not the arsehole. Just ask him if he's low-key trying to get you to break up with him. Over Error says not the arsehole, and the main thing that's sticking out to me is the lying and telling you to get used to it, completely disregarding how you feel. I used to really like tuna, and my husband hates the scent. I knew if I ate it, I was responsible for any dish it touched, and I would eat it in a separate room and not kiss him until I brushed my teeth. That is reasonable to me considering several dishes are off limits because I have sensory sensitivities and they make me nauseous. Nobody that can smell wants to kiss Garlic Man. What the fuck? So OP edited the post and says, edit for context. His diet seems healthy overall and he goes to the gym a lot. He's had doctor's appointments not long ago and I don't think anything came up. I can ask him to go again. Sorry if the title is confusing. I just feel bad because I did give him an ultimatum this morning, which I know isn't good. I really love him, don't want to break up, but I just don't know what to do. He hasn't come back since this morning. Someone said, you know, you should convey all this information to him, and OP says, I tried to explain when I talked to him this morning. I told him that the other weird food combos don't really bother me, but the particular smell of this is too much. He said that I just need more time to get used to it, but it's been nearly 2 weeks already. Info on his usual diet. OP says, besides the occasional unique food choice, I think his diet's pretty healthy. He eats his vegetables and gets protein and all that, and he goes to the gym. Someone asks, is anything else weird going on? OP says, we haven't been going on our usual dates for the past two-ish months, and he's had to leave to take calls a bit, but that's just because he's been swamped at work. Nothing weird. His busy season is almost over though, which is good. So OP comes in with her update and says, thank you all for your advice yesterday. It gave me a lot to think about. As it turns out, some of your comments ended up being spot on. Yesterday evening, I tried texting him about seeing a doctor like you guys suggested. He never replied. I guess he still has me muted. I spent the night tossing and turning. I kept going over what I was going to say to him when he got home. Not that it matters because he didn't come back last night. That worried me, so this morning I checked his location. He stopped sharing it with me through his phone, but I guess he forgot I can still see it on Snapchat. It showed him about 30 minutes away at some house off a random back road. I was pretty confused and honestly panicked. All his friends that I know of live in the city. I tried to call him again and was sent a voicemail, so I drove over there to see what was up. When I got to the house, I noticed a woman about my age gardening in the front yard. I was pretty upset already, so I flat out asked her if she had seen my partner. She seemed surprised and asked if I meant Jake. She invited me inside and there he was. Apparently she's into gardening and they met at her stand last fall when he went to stock up on onions at our local farmer's market. They hit it off and have been seeing each other for the past 6 months and made it official back when his busy season started. She said lately she's been giving Jake the garlic she grew last summer since it's been going bad soon. That's why he's been so insistent on eating it by himself instead of cooking it into a shared dish like normal. And why he's been eating onions like an apple instead of letting me use them on my sandwiches. He didn't want to give me her presents because, in his own words, she grew it with love for me. And if you ate them, you would have known. At that point I saw red, so I just left. Since then, Jake's been blowing up my phone about how we can fix this and that he won't do it again, but I'm so over it at this point. Just when I thought my life couldn't get any worse. While I was moving his stuff to the curb, I found his stash of garlic. Shoved in the back of his closet was 1 pound of garlic in a Home Depot bucket along with letters she had written him. I'm keeping the garlic. I don't think we can ever come back from his cheating, but I'm at least going to get some good meals out of this terrible situation. Please send me your favorite recipes to use the garlic in. I need a distraction to keep my mind off of everything. Now, from the first part of this post, I certainly wasn't expecting it to go down this path. I thought, you know, we're going to have a little wholesome outcome there, grab a good conversation, and everything's going to be hunky-dory in the end. But when we got to that additional info and someone asked, is there anything else weird going on? And OP was saying that we haven't been on our usual dates for the past two-ish months, and he's had to leave to take calls for a bit, and he was swamped at work. OP said it was nothing weird, and you know, there's every chance that it would have been nothing weird, but me reading one too many Reddit stories was like, hold up, that's a little red flag right there. But the whole situation is just bizarre. The whole, she grew it with love for me, so that's why he's eating all this shit raw. Wasn't it said a bit earlier in that bit that it was just like stuff that was going off? So she was just giving him all her old shit. Quick, eat this before it goes off. But gee whiz, he was with the garlic farmer all along. That's mad, isn't it? Anyway, sounds like OP's best off out of that situation. Of course, you're not going to be able to forgive him after this. And I couldn't quite work out if the affair partner knew Jake was with someone as well. because at the initial meeting she seemed surprised and just invited Opie in. So did she leave Jake as well? What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.